Page 168. Main ideas. Exercise 1.
Hello. Welcome to Changing Families. I'm Maria Sanchez, and today we're going to talk about only children. In the past, people thought that an only child was a lonely child. But now, more and more families all over the world are deciding to have just one child, especially in big cities. Today, we're going to meet two families with only children. First, we're going to talk with Marion and Mark Carter from Chicago, Illinois. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
Welcome. Please tell us, why did you decide to have just one child?
Well, we were both 36 when we got married.
Uh-huh.
And then when we had Tonya, our daughter, I was 38. Tonya is so wonderful, and we love her more than anything. But, well, it isn't easy to raise a young child at our age.
That's for sure. We're always tired.
I think many young parents feel the same way.
Maybe. Anyway, at some point, we just decided that we couldn't take care of Tonya and a new baby.
Yeah, we decided that we were happy with our little family and that one child was enough for us.
Uh-huh. And how does Tonya feel about your family? Is she ever lonely?
I don't think so, because we spend a lot of time with her, and she has lots of friends.
That's for sure. She's very popular.
Really? You know, that's interesting, because I read that only children are often more popular and also more intelligent than children with siblings.
Yes, that is interesting.
Isn't it? It's really something to think about. Another thing to think about is the world population problem. By the year 2050, there are going to be more than 9 billion people in the world, and we don't know if we're going to have enough food and water for everyone. So some people feel that it's not responsible to have more than one child. They say that everyone needs to think about the future of the world, not just about their own family. Mark, Marion, did you think about that issue too?
Well, of course we know about the population problem in the world, and we think it's a very serious issue. But I'd say that our decision was really a personal one.
I understand. Okay, thank you, Mark and Marion. And now, let's say hello to Tom and Jenna Morey from New York City.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
Now, Tom and Jenna, you also made a decision to have only one child.
Yes, that's right.
Can you tell us why?
Well, it was a difficult decision for us.
Yes, very difficult.
Because Jenna and I really love kids. When we got married, we wanted to have two or three children.
Oh?
But we're both teachers, and I'm sure you know, teachers don't make a lot of money.
That's true. Most teachers aren't rich.
Well, before we had a child, money wasn't really so important to us.
That's interesting.
But now, well, when you have a child, it's different. We want our son Jay to have a good life. You know, to go to a good school, take piano lessons, travel, and those things are very expensive.
You're right about that.
Yeah, and we know we can't afford all of those things for two children, so we decided to have only one child, so we can give him the best.
I understand. But do you think Jay wants a sibling? Does he ever feel lonely?
Jay? Never.
Oh, no. He's always so busy with his friends.
Yeah, and with his sports and his music, too.
Well, that's wonderful. Tom and Jenna Morey, thanks for talking with us.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, next, I'm going to talk to the kids. Don't go away.